So welcome back to the third video in module two. And we're going to continue from where we left off speaking about all of these different behaviors that we use in order to gain a sense of worthiness from without, from people or from things. And we're going to now begin discussing how to start changing this. And I mentioned this a little bit earlier, and that is, the key word here is awareness. We must begin with awareness. So how do we go about changing all of this in our lives? So the very first step is changing ourselves is by creating awareness of what we are doing. We have to have clarity on what's really going on what's causing the tears, going back to that analogy, of what it is that's going on within us that's driving us to hide in these many different ways. So last module's exercise was focused on creating awareness of what triggers our feelings. This module's exercise will focus on becoming aware of things that we say and do to gain the acceptance of others. We must first simply become aware of how we repeatedly act out these behaviors for these reasons. So step number one of creating a change is not by changing anything. It's by us continuously recognizing how we behave, speak, and think in ways which are unhealthy because of our desperate need to know that we are worthy. The exercises that will be your homework for this module will be focused entirely on awareness. When you take a moment at the end of the day, or at the beginning of your day, whatever is going to be working for you, to reflect on one thing that you may have said or done out of a need for worthiness, you will begin to develop a greater awareness. This, in and of itself, is a very powerful step forward and a tremendous achievement. Because most of us are simply unaware of what's driving us to say and do the things that we say and do. And the more we become aware and plug into it, the more we at least are in touch with what is really happening. And this can be hard in the beginning because we're shifting the way we understand what we're doing. But practice makes perfect. And we need to practice this. So later in the course, we will learn the new healthy behaviors that will anchor into ourselves a sense of worthiness which comes from within. So let's take a moment to review the without and within behaviors so that we are clear about them. We need to have a lot of clarity on this. When we don't feel worthy or acceptable, we live as desperately as someone who is drowning. We will literally do anything to feel a sense of worthiness, even at the expense of hurting others. Our intention is not to hurt others. It's to breathe, which emotional breathing is. It's to feel worthy. This is why we may use white lies, exaggeration, or minimization. We may patronize. We may use anger and power or act like a victim. The first step to changing is making ourselves more aware of why we act out in the ways that we do, because we're drowning for worthiness. And here's another important thing to understand, which will be a very big incentive to continue down this path. Because you may be thinking, so what? If this is the way I get my worthiness and it works, let it be. Not only does it not work, it can't work, and it becomes the root of all of our negative experiences in life. We already know that you can't get close to someone when you're too busy hiding and not showing up. So there's no way this can work. There are some other disastrous effects of receiving our worthiness from without. When we seek our worthiness from people or things outside of us, we turn into perpetual seekers. As I said in our equation at the beginning of this module, hiding equals seeking. We put ourselves into a situation where we will always need to perpetually and endlessly do things in an effort to seek out the acceptance of others. The reason for this is because when we buy our worthiness and acceptance by way of a transactional relationship, where we do things to satisfy others so that they will give us our sense of worthiness. Our worthiness and acceptance only lasts as long as the payment, so to speak, that we've made. For example, if I go out of my way to do a favor for another person with the unspoken intention of receiving their praise and friendship, their praise and friendship will only last so long. At some point, I will need to do something else for them to sustain or recreate their appreciation for me. After all, the only reason why they initially praised me and liked me was because I did something for them, not because they genuinely appreciate me. There are two primary characteristics to seeking worthiness from without. Number one is it's never ending. If we get our worthiness from without, we will have to feed it endlessly, which is why we turn into perpetual seekers, because we're never really gaining acceptance from others. Seeking worthiness from without is no different than taking a drug, food binging, or drinking alcohol. It's a quick fix. It provides us with immediate relief. However, the relief is short-lived and leads to greater pain later on. That's what we need to remember. Remember this life principle. In life, always take the longer, shorter way. This is the way that is more difficult up front, so it's longer, requires an investment, and makes life much easier down the road. Like the example we had in Module 1. Get the forklift. It's going to take you longer. It's going to cost you a few more dollars. But you'll get the entire pallet of boxes into your warehouse safe and sound without any damage to you or the boxes. When we take the shorter, longer way, it's easy and pleasurable up front, and we pay a big price for it later on. Shortcuts always catch up with us. This can be true in our most important relationships. Let's use dating as an example. If when a couple dates, they only share ideas and opinions that they know the other person will like, they are not truly showing up for the date. They are not truly bringing their full selves to the date. Why would someone do this? Well, by now you know it's because they want to be accepted. Imagine what happens after this couple is married and they suddenly discover that the person they thought they married is quite different. Why? Because during the dating process, they were always hiding. And how will that serve the marriage? Disastrously. Unless, of course, the one hiding continues to perpetually hide and only share the ideas and opinions that their spouse will agree with. This is an unbelievable burden for someone to live with. In fact, most people who go down the road of seeking worthiness from without, which turns them into a perpetual seeker, at some point becomes completely exhausted from the need to constantly feed their sources of worthiness. And when they collapse from exhaustion, different areas in their life begin to fall apart. Through taking this course, we will be avoiding that long, hard road by doing some hard work up front and avoiding a disastrous result later on. Let's review what we've learned with this chart. We have living without and living within. When we are living from without, we get an immediate result, but we quickly lose the result because we have to continuously feed it if we want it to be sustained. When we are living from within, we get a slow result. We don't get an immediate result, but it's a long-lasting result. Our relationships that we do develop are long and sound. When we are living from without, we have transactional relationships. Everything is almost like an exchange. I will satisfy you by hiding and doing what you like, and you will give me a sense of worthiness. When we live a life living within, we have transformational relationships, not transactional relationships, where everything is transformed because we blend together into a very powerful, intimate relationship, which is invaluable to human beings. When we are living from without, we're perpetual seekers. We always have to seek the worthiness that we want from the other person. However, when we live from within, we have acceptance. We simply accept that we are worthy, and we accept the other person, whether they like us or not. When we are living from without, we're living to gain acceptance. When we are living from within, we don't live to gain acceptance. We live to fulfill our purpose, even if what we are doing, which is very purposeful, may not be acceptable to someone else. When we're living from without, we have a constant reminder of our lack of self-worth, which is why we need to continuously seek it. And when we live from within, there's no need to constantly feed our worthiness because we have it. When we live from without, we live with victimhood. We're always blaming other people. Why? Because our life is dependent on other people. We've made it that way. However, when we live from within, we live with freedom, which we're going to discuss later in the course as well at length. We are free people. There's nothing more beautiful and pleasurable than living a free life. When we live from without, we live with shame, because we are ashamed when the other person doesn't give us our worthiness because we're so dependent on them. They actually can shame us. But when we are living from within, we live a life of vulnerability. We show up. We show who we are. We show our true selves, even though some people may not approve of it. When we live from without, we create distance between ourselves and others. And because we're hiding. And when you're hiding, you're automatically creating distance. When we live from within, we're creating connection. We create intimacy, oneness, unity that human beings inherently seek. When we live from without, as we'll learn later in the course, we live a body-oriented life. And when we live from within, we live a soul or a spirit-oriented life. It's a whole different level and a whole different experience.